Parshas Shoftim, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ayin Hei. This week, we shall speak about a topic which is connected to the Parsha. The topic of smoking. Is smoking a permitted habit? Is it a forbidden habit? As I said, I'm probably going to lose many friends. It's nice to speak to you anyway. But as Hashem, whatever I will speak about, I'll bring a source. I'm not saying anything. It was interesting. It's a topic that interested me. And it's connected to this week's parasha. So I looked up the sources. So I'm not saying anything of my own. The pasuk says, in Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud, which are the psukim regarding Ore Miklats, says the Torah to set up an Ir Miklat. So the Ritzeach, who killed the person who killed by mistake, could save himself. Says the pasuk, "Reishofech damnoki beker v'artzacho," so that clean blood, innocent blood, should not get spilt. Asher Hashem Elokecha nosen lecha nachalo. Hashem has given you land for an inheritance. So build the Ore Miklat to prevent innocent blood from being spilt. V'hoya olecha domin, because otherwise the blood will be on you. If you don't build the Ore Miklat, then the blood will be on your expense. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, Hey Amud Aleph, discussing Chol HaMoed, Dover Oved, certain melachos are permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed, and one of them it says, Yoytzim Lekavetes HaDrochim, the Beis Din go on Chol HaMoed, and they will weed out the ways the roads have in the course of the winter. They have all sorts of prickles and thorns that grow on the roads. So it's a time, Chol HaMoed time in the Beis Din, they go out, the takanas are chayvos to fix up the roads, straighten them out after all the winter rain and the winter damage, and v'lekavitz es hadrochim, and they go and cut down all of the thorns and prickles which may be there. Says the Gemara, Uminayin shim lo yotzu v'asus goleila. How do I know if Beis Din didn't bother? They didn't bother. They're Chol HaMoed, having a good time at home, enjoying themselves. They didn't bother to go and deal with all these thorns. Shekol domim shenishpuchu sham, that any blood will be spilt through the thorns. Ma'ale aleim akosuv kuleim shafchon. How do I know if Beis Din didn't deal with it? That any blood that gets spilt, any damage that's done, is as if they spilt the blood. Talmud loymar v'hoya lecha domim. And our parasha, the same way that if you don't build in your miklat, you become responsible for people getting killed. You have people killed by mistake, a car accident, and the goyel adama are coming to kill them, and they can't save themselves because you didn't build the Ore Miklat. You are responsible. V'hoya lecha domim. Likewise, if Beis Din didn't fix up the roads and any damage happens, is hoya lecha domim, as if they spilled the blood. Now, I think it's clear that to not cut down the thorns when you're traveling with a horse, we're not discussing life-threatening damage. It means people just cutting themselves with the thorns. It's not like today, you know, if the road is a dangerous road, people could die, because we're still all speeding it very fast. But in the time of Chazal, when people are galloping on a horse, I don't think we're discussing life-threatening damage. We're discussing pain. People get their legs bleeding, and that the Torah says, we learn from the Torah, "Vaya lecha domim." If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then it's your any damage that's done will be on your expense. The Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah Lamed Amud Aleph on the sugya of Yayin Megula, Chazal teach us not to drink open wine because snakes could be dangerous. Snakes might have put their poison in the wine. So the Chasam Sofer over there brings the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Yudalef Halacha Hei, says the Rambam, Harbet Dvarim Osru Chachomim Pesakonas Nefoshes. Many things Chachomim have forbidden because of Sakona. Whoever transgresses those things and says, what does that have to do with you? You live your life, now live my life. It's to do with me. I understand not to go through red lights. Besides, I'm putting myself in danger. I'm putting someone else in danger. I understand. But what right do you have to tell me not to drink Yain Megula? If it's to do with me, it's my decision. Don't tell me what to do. It has nothing to do with you. It's my right to put myself in danger. Why are other people getting involved? I don't care. So what's it going to do with you? So Dr. Rambam, we beat the guy up. No, you have to be careful. Says the Chasam Sofer, it is the Chachamim's responsibility lashgiach to look out for things which are dangerous. Where is it learned from? What we just said above. Mibahoy olecha domi. The fact that Chachamim, the Chazal, the Beis Din are responsible to fix up the roads, to cut down the thorns. The Chassoy makes the connection. That means it's from the positive. Vayah Alecha Domim is the source in the Torah that we are responsible for other people's sakonas. It's the based in part of the tasks is to make sure people don't put themselves in danger, even though it's not affecting other people. It's a personal danger. Chachamim have to get involved and not allow people to put themselves in danger. If they don't, it's their responsibility. Okay? Says, right? Says the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, who just passed away this year, in Chelek Yud Simon Reish Tzadik He, says from all the information we just brought till now, says the Shevet HaLevi, therefore, since it's upon the Chachamim to prevent people from putting themselves into danger, he says, Le'inyoneinu lamadnu, talchach mei hazman, la'ria v'lo'irer. It's obligation of the Chachamim to wake people up, laskona atzumo hamunachas bishon sigarios. The great danger there is in smoking, because since it's a dangerous habit, and hundreds and thousands of people die early because of that, as the doctors say, and therefore bo la locha de isu gomur lehaschil the ishun mea bachrus, and it's a choiv gomur pia Torah to prevent people from starting to smoke. And therefore, the papers have an issa. From now, they cannot advertise cigarettes just for the sake of money. And whoever can stop himself from smoking, mechuyav lasis ken apia Torah. So this is Rav Osner's take. So this week's parasha Lo Yochad Domim, which Chazal darshan in Moed Katan, that Chachamim are responsible to weed out, to cut down the thorns, and if they don't, any blood spilt makes it their responsibility. And the Chasam Sofer connects that into the Sakonas of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes, whoever says I want to put myself in the danger, what's your business? We learn from Lo Yochad Domim, it is our responsibility. And therefore, Rav Osner takes it into cigarettes, it's a dangerous habit, therefore, we have to shout and tell people to stop.
Cigarettes kill.
Yeah.
What could be more?
Okay. Sabroisai, is the shir over? No. And now, as I said, I'm just saying what's written. We're going to see Svaras HaMatirim. That was Rav Ozer's Svara. Rabbosai, the shir isn't over. Svaras HaMatirim. Two Gemaras. The Gemara Nidah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, HaMeshamesh Mitosai L'Yoyim Tishim. A person who cohabits with his wife on the day 90 of her conception, Kiru Shoifech Domin. It's as if you're killing, you're like a murderer, because you're killing the fetus. Ask the Gemara, we know Yoda. How would a person know the exact day 90 of a conception? Normally, you don't know exactly. You tell me not to be Meshamesh Yom Tishim, how am I supposed to know? Elo Ma'abaye, Meshamesh Voilech. You can live your regular life because the Shoimer Psoim Hashem. The Pasuk, the Hashem looks after the fools. So don't know about it. Don't count. Lo Tzarich. You can live your normal way and Shoimer Psoim Hashem. In Shabbos, Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis, says Shmuel, who was a doctor, the time to let out blood was on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. After Shir, you have make your appointment and let out blood. Says, well, why not on Tuesday? What's wrong? Why didn't you do this on Tuesday? Says the Gemara, it's sakona because the ma'adim, the mazel, the zodiac, the mazel ma'adim is on a zugois. Please don't ask me what these things are. Right there. But it works out, and when it's the heart of the days, it's on a zugois. It comes up on a zugois, therefore it's dangerous. Ask the Gemara, but the same place it is on a Tuesday, it's also on a Friday. So if since Tuesday is dangerous, it should be dangerous on Friday as well. So why is it you've let out blood on Fridays? Answer the Gemara. Came in the Doshu Bei Rabim, Shoyim Epsoyim Hashem. Since you're right, it's actually dangerous. But since many people do it, Doshu Bei Rabim, because after you let out blood, you have fish. And people have fish for Shabbos, so it economically works out for them. They have fish anyway. So therefore, since many people do it, shame up, say Hashem, you could also do it. Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yoyrodea, Chelek Bei Simon Mem Tes. Please write it down, check me out. I'm not saying any of my chidush. Says Rav Moshe, please don't start to smoke. But to say, is it also to smoke? It's not also. Because Dashu Bei Rabin. And he quotes the Gemara of Shem Yipsoyim Hashem in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Tes, what you mentioned, Nidah Daf Lamed Aleph. So you can't say it's also because you have Dashu Bei Rabin. Especially since the Gdoile HaDoiro is who you would smoke. And therefore, even though you are Machmir not to smoke, there's no Lifnei Iver. You're allowed to provide people with cigarettes and with matches. It's not lifnei iver. This is what Moshe writes in Shnas Tov Shin Chov Dalet.
They say he changed his sock after, and we found out it was more dangerous.
Okay. We'll see.
What year was that?
Okay, let's see. In Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis Simon Ein Vov. In a tshuva to a doctor who says, I'm in the ward, I see people dying, I see smokers coming with cancer. I see it in my own eyes, I see the water full of smokers. In a response to that doctor, I asked the Igros Moshe a very fundamental question, a very important question for us. When is it that we say about a sakana that people are careless about it? Shem Epsayim Hashem, as the Gemara said, people are careless about letting out blood on Fridays, so Shem Epsayim Hashem. But when is it we say that even though people are careless, still you have to be careful? If people speed and drive like madmen, because other people do it, doesn't allow you to do it. So when do we say, when do we apply a sakana that people care us about, you have to be careful? And when do we say a sakana that people are careless about, you say, shoyim epsayim Hashem, and don't worry about it? Okay, but we have, the Gemara says shoyim epsayim Hashem.
Depends what percent.
Oh, what do you mean by percent?
The question is, if people want to consider a fool in the rest of their life, if the same person do something foolish with their money, they'll be foolish with it.
If it's a money investment that most people go that way. I'm not sure the Gemara requires it has to be. Dashu in the Gemara. Here we say Shem Shem Hashem. Dashu be Rabbi. Whatever the Rabbi ma Dashu, what Rabbi do, it generates a head of Shem Shem Hashem. A sakona that the Rabbi ma resulted in.
Put yourself in a position of being passive.
So who says it has to be for all matters?
In your father allowing the child to smoke, and now allowing children to smoke.
So let's try and clarify that. We'll hold it right here. This is Ramosha's question, very fundamental question. When do we say that you have to guard yourself from danger, and it doesn't matter what other people do, even if they're careless? And when do we say, since other people are reckless, you could also be reckless? Because shame is Hashem. It's a heter from the Gemara. It's not stam. We saw from the Gemara there's a heter of shame is Hashem. When does it apply? Ramosha makes a diuk from the two places in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, there the Rambam discusses about sakona, and says the Rambam is a mitzvah esse to prevent yourself from danger. If you do dangerous things, you're over on the lav loitosim domim. Says the Rambam, harbe dvorim osru chachomim. Eidu mashkim asurim shum gilui. The Rambam speaks very strong, black and white, osur, mutur, esse, loitase. But on the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam gives us health instructions, what foods to eat, what foods not to eat, how to eat things, don't drink together with your food. Many, many health instructors with the Rambam says, you listen to me, I guarantee you'll never visit a doctor for the rest of your life. Very, very important. And you keep away from this food and that food. There, it doesn't say osur. Rambam never uses the word osur. What's pshat? When is sakana? When is it called osur? When is it just a good idea? Says the Rambam, says the Moshe, and here's the definition. Things for most people They don't get affected. Even though there's a minority who affects them, here we say Shomer Psoim Hashem. For example, he brings Bisra Shmeina. Most people can eat fat meat. Dvorim Harifim B'Yoyser. Many people can have very strong. I don't know what he means by Dvorim Harifim. Does he mean spices or does he mean drinks? I'm not sure what he means. Most people are not affected. It doesn't harm them. So here we say Shoyim Epsoyim Hashem. Masha Enkin. Things which could affect anyone. There you don't say Shoyim Epsoyim Hashem. Therefore, things which are dangerous for any person, that the Raman, that's also. But when it comes to eating habits, that most people, it doesn't affect them. Most people can live a healthy life, even not keeping, not following, even having some rogalah, having barakas. For them, here you have the head of Shem Epsayim Hashem. I once saw an article of a doctor who writes that one of the most lethal substances that exists in the world, most dangerous items that exist, is the bereka. It's mamish, what's inside the bereka is like mamish toxic, completely toxic. So next time you go to chasana and you see the waiter serving brekas, you should punch him in the nose, overturn all the tables, make him a chah. It's dangerous.
Trans fat.
Yeah. The answer is no. This is Rambam Hilchos Deis. It's recommended not to eat it. But most people can live a healthy life. They're not affected by having some brekas. Okay, you don't have to go extreme on anything. What? Or rogalach. Let's say the Friday morning you can't have some rogalach. A person who knows he's sick, that's something else. But most people can live a normal, healthy life, even though they have records at the wedding and they have some rogalach for the sham. As long as you don't go. Because here you have the etta of Shem Epsayim Hashem. Even though the doctors would say it's unhealthy, it's toxic, it's bad. But most people are unaffected. Ugda.
What happens when you know studies that you see the standard American diet has increased, what you see year after year, obesity is increasing, and you see that any doctor will tell you that obesity puts you at risk for many diseases?
Yes, I'm going to tell you in a second. We're going to finish the job. I'm going to tell you what. Yes.
I don't think that someone can be categorized as a pessy at all for eating the brekkas every once in a while. Because
why?
It's not dangerous at all if they do it in moderation.
Do it in moderation.
If they do it in moderation, it's not going to shorten their life at all. I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
If they occasionally have a bereka here and there, it's not dangerous at all. So to say that they're a pessy,
you know,
I don't think
trans fat, yeah, it goes in, it blocks your arteries.
It gets stuck.
That's why a lot of people have heart attacks.
So Dr. Moshe, and so that's something I'm
waiting. New York.
It's hard to say that they're fools for occasionally.
Yes?
Nowadays, there might be economically benefiting to write such articles from doctors, so it's hard to determine.
you can't trust them. Yeah, we have a lecture from Barry Lang. He'll take you on that one. I'll probably agree with you. But anyway, Dr. Moshe, again, Dr. Moshe is writing a tshuva to a doctor who says, I'm telling you, in my hospital, I see in these lung cancer and chule. I see this. I say that's where I find the smokers. Says Rav Moshe. Va'af al pisher bebatay choylim royim etzad amashnim har beyoyse choyle sarton hareya va'goroin ubevor macherim yoyse mashe etzad amashnim. Says Rav Moshe back to this doctor. Cool, I know you in your hospital. You're seeing many more smokers who are getting lung cancer, throat cancer, other organs. More than the non-smokers, which is what the doctor is saying. achadaim says the Mishnah. Kol acholim elu hemiut klapei amashnim sheloi nechlu klal. It's true that there's a higher percent of patients who are smokers and non-smokers, but still those patients are still a miut of the general smokers, and therefore chashak is the aminon shomer psoim Hashem. That's the answer to what you said. So what Moshe is claiming is that most smokers don't get affected. It's true that there's a higher percent of smokers getting ill, but still applies under the most people don't get affected, and therefore it's still called Shoy Soy Mashem. They could say back to that we enjoy life, Adrabah. We the smokers, we enjoy our life.
Yeah. Smokers then enjoy their life and very active. Yeah. And, they say that the smoking makes them not nervous and stuff, that they can learn better when smoking. I don't know, it's what they find.
Okay, so again, we're in the Svaras HaMatirin, that's where we are right now. So we saw a Moshe twice, and the second Moshe actually relates to the higher proportion of people dying, and still claims it's still called a mute clappy, that most smokers are not affected, and therefore there's still a head of Shem Psaim Hashem. He says, don't get involved with it, it's better not to start, but that's what he says. In the Sefer Lev Avrohom was written by a doctor from Shari Tzedek, a professor, and he had wrote a Sefer, he was very much in contact with Avshem Zalman, and Avshem Zalman even went over his Sefer, and there's a goyis of Avshem Zalman to his Sefer. Sefer Lev Avrohom, and he's a doctor, a professor. Yes? Avrohom, someone.
Sternberg. Okay.
He's still alive?
I think so.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. So he writes in Chelek Beis, page 35, a new heter. You cannot ask the smoking of Pitoira because of Nishmat and Moedan after Seichem. Comes up with a new heter we didn't see anywhere else. Because it doesn't, it only damages you after time. Not immediate danger. Therefore, he claims it doesn't come under Nishmat and Moedan after Seichem. I find that to be a chiddush. So that means you could do dangerous things which if they don't affect you straight away, you could. You can what?
I think that's flawed by science.
Why? Why?
Because immediately when someone smokes, their blood cells have a less of an ability to transport out.
Besides, if a kid's 18 and he's smoking away, he's not going to be affected. No one claims he's going to be affected until he turns 40, 50. It's not going to. Well, it won't turn ill. It's not immediate danger. Maybe things are happening, but it still lives a healthy life. That's what he says. It's a chiddush to me. Reb Shlomo Zalman on that page. So he says kach shamati, that you can't. It's not aser from Shlomo Zalman, from Agra Yosef Shlita. And Shlomo Zalman writes in Haskam over there. He says what you said. He also points out the Rambam in Hilchos Deos doesn't write. He just says roy, not to eat these unhealthy things. He doesn't write osur, because they have the head of Shlomo Psoim Hashem. Okay, we've seen the Svaras HaMatirim, which is basically all built on the heter of Shomer Psayim Hashem. And now we're going to visit the Sfaras HaOisrim. Who was the first one to ask the cigarette smoking? What? Rav Dessler. Before Rav Dessler. The Chofetz Chaim. I'll tell you exactly where he is. The Chofetz Chaim has 3 points where he speaks against smoking. Going really, really back a long way. Whoever saw the film where they found, the film of the Chofetz Chaim, you saw that? You saw it?
Yeah.
What's everyone doing outside? All smoking away, like all puffing away non-stop. You'll see, the whole area is full of smoke. The Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Amorim. Chofetz Chaim has many, many svarim. You can find in the Kol Kisvei Chofetz Chaim, he was mamash a manig Yisrael, and he was constantly writing whatever there was need to write about. You know, Shmir Salosh and Avas Chesed. So he has a sefer called Likutei Amorim over there in Perek Yud Gimel. So I want to speak about smoking, and he says the following: Hine kama roifim gozru. That some doctors say have that whoever is weak, kol mishu adam cholush osu lagir atzmei b'zeh. At the time, the doctors were recognizing whoever is weak must not let himself be a smoker. Because some it makes him weak, but if amim noigea gamla nafshay, and sometimes it can be life threatening. This is what the doctor said in his time. I spoke a few times to weak smokers, weak people smoking. They told me that they also know it's very bad for them. It makes them weak. But because they're so accustomed to smoking, so they can't, it's hard for them to stop. All this is what the Chofetz Chaim writes. Amarti lehem, who allowed you to get into the habits? And says the Chofetz Chaim a frightening comment. Chazal omru, ha'choivel ba'atzma inu rashai. Person wants to harm himself, not allowed to. Rosh Gemara. Inu rashai. So you're not allowed to harm yourself. And then the Chofetz Chaim gives hashkofa. Ve'oid, dinhu, haloi tevel lo yosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechvoyde baranu, He created us for His honor. And He gave us, v'nosen kol echod, b'chazdoi koyach v'tzorke v'lomoy. Everyone is given strength by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'eich yarshea eved lasis la'atnoi lefi ritzoinoi. Who allows the slave to do to harm himself as he wishes? Halo shayach la'adoineinu. You belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are you to allow yourself to become weak and become ill? You belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave you a body to use. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to. You have no right to harm yourself. Ve'im aladei ishun nigra koichosav. And if through smoking a person is taking away from his strengths, bevada yitova lebaseif ledin alzeh. He will be judged for that by Hashem. Because you brought it on yourself, can't claim oinus, that whoever shortens his life will be held responsible. Frightening words of the Chofetz Chaim. A second claim, he says, you're wasting lots of money. Makes a cheshbon how much money you're wasting and nothing. The Chofetz Chaim again. In a different sefer called Zochu LeMiriam, there's another sefer. We find this all in the Kisvei Chofetz Chaim. There's four volumes. In the sefer Zochu LeMiriam Perkov Gimel, these things he wrote himself, not a likud. It's what he wrote. He says Ishun Hasigarin VaHaPaferisen. The paper, because they'd roll up. It says besides that they're unhealthy, lots of brittle Torah involved, because you have to prepare them, make them. Hine yodati gam yodati, and many people are going to say, we're onus, we couldn't stop. אבל השאלה היא, מי גורם לכם שתהיו אנוסים? Who made you into an anus? הלו אתם בעצמכם גרמתם לזה. You put yourself in that situation. אם כן אתם בעצמכם חייבתם לזה, so you're responsible. תציץ אליעזר. אין חלק תסבוב, סימנם תס. You go around Moshe, then it's Mutter.
What?
If you're going with around Moshe, then it's Mutter.
But what would the Chalos
Chaim say? Is the Hechem Pesah, that's the problem. These guys are smoking all year round. So that's the problem to give them the Hechem for Pesach?
But they're being there for 7 days.
Yeah, okay.
Would they make a Hechem on bread on Pesach? Yeah, bread.
The Tzitzel Yezer Chelek Tes Vov Simen Laman Tes. Tzitzel Yezer was the poetic of the Shari Tzedek Hospital, and he was sent the question about smoking by a doctor. Ve'achar ha'natunim ha'mavhilim, and he says after his frightening statistics he received, and he says you cannot say anymore Shomer Psoim Hashem. And he argues on the Svara. He says you can only say Shomer Psoim Hashem in case where most people are really unaffected. Rabbim v'shleimim ovru v'loyim zayku. Most people are mishamesh mitosom and nothing happens to them. They don't lose their child because of that. But Mashenken can. They hear the statistics are so high, and it's so well known. Inken bevadai ubevadai. It's absurd to ignore the facts and to say Shoyim Apsoyim Hashem. And rather, it should be Osir. And he points out that the Chofetz Chaim did employ this heter of Shoyim Apsoyim Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim wrote all these things against smoking, did not use the heter of Shoyim Apsoyim Hashem. Therefore, he says there's a wide base to say it's Aser al pi ha'alocha. I want to say three auras. First of all the places can be mentioned, the Oisim and the Matirim, none of them denied what the doctors say. No one's coming to say the doctors are wrong and don't know what they're talking about. So, whatever. Now, you claim the doctors are exaggerating, which I was giving us, someone making a printout, which some people say that. Some people say that you have a printout on the 33rd annual Great American Smokeout. There's such a thing, a smoke day of what? So they smoke. Not to smoke. Okay. Many of the estimated 43 million adult smokers will choose to willfully continue smoking by grumbling how the reported health risks are overblown. In some respects, they're right. Anyway, the Maisa, so that's something to be investigated, but the state is no one is coming to argue with doctors. If we find a real doctor's report that says it's dangerous, no one's going to say, well, I can ignore. Everyone is saying, Ramesh is not arguing with the doctors, and Chofetz Chaim goes started with the doctors, and Ravosna, everyone's quoting what the doctors say. So that's point number one. You saw it, that no one's going to come and argue what the doctors say. Point number two, we have the head of Shoyim Apsoyim Hashem. I think it's not again. Why? Dashu be rabim. If you stand in the street, go to Tel Aviv, and offer people cigarettes, out of 10 people, how many people are going to take a free cigarette? How many people are going to take? What about the rest? Most people don't smoke. Bedafka. Adarabba. Most people today are choshesh for the sakon. Most people won't accept a cigarette even if it's for free. It's a mute of people who don't care. Most people are choshesh. The whole head is dashabe rabbim, that the rabbi don't care about it. Most people eat berekas. If you offer free berekas, most people take. Right? Good cake, nice ice cream. People take. Most people are not choshesh for their diets. Rubat inche. Even though, what? A cup of Coke, right. A cup of Coke. And when it's hot outside, you offer it, most people will accept a cup. There'll be a mute will choshesh for the chemicals inside. They have heard of dashu bei rabbi. But by cigarettes, fakert. Most people are choshesh for the sakon. You're going to say because they're brainwashed. No, but the mice, they're choshesh for the sakon. That's true. Maybe in our tzibur, maybe things are different. But who says, why should rabbi, why should we judge by our tzibur? General population. So I say, fakert. Today, rabbi are choshesh. So you're going to tell me you have a large minority? It could be tens of thousands of people, but the millions of people are choshesh. So how do you know there's a Yad of Shem Tzayim Hashem? Number three, I would like to point out, there's something called Chil Hashem. In people from the outside, they look down at people smoking. It's not respectable, right? I think Obama had to stop smoking when he took his office, right? It's not mechubad. So you see, Ben Torah, it could be an issue of Chil Hashem. Even though maybe an outside was not, it is respect, is mutter, they hold as mutter. It's another point to take into consideration. Someone told me where he comes from a modern society, that by them a smoker is called Pochus Mibahima. People look at a smoker as a Pochus Mibahima. You're even sugar, you're smoking. Anyway, I was given a study from the New Washington Post that 2/3 of smokers will die early. Whatever, you have to get into the statistics for sure that it's dangerous. We're not going to argue with the doctors. Question, can we apply the head of Shem and Psalm Hashem? Whoever's smoking obviously thinks you can. I don't think it's so poshut to apply the head. According to Rav Vosner, it's definitely also. According to the Tzitzit Yezer, it's definitely also. Chofetz Chaim was against it. Rav Moshe was matir.
What about the influencing?
If he holds his mutter, then what's the taina? No, everyone should be healthy and keep the Rotzen Hashem. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Combustible debate.